Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Greg McVary. Oftentimes, if you're hanging out on Twitter or on Mastodon, or you subscribe to a lot of open pedagogy people in your RSS feed, you'll hear the phrase, community is curriculum. And that's important. The history is important. It emerged in David Cormier's Rhizomatic Learning classes. In fact, there's a blog post you can find in my bookmarks under Rhizo Learning. And you will find a post by Dave. But basically, this is the idea with community as a curriculum is in a class of writers and a class of readers, it's not just about the skills of the individual. Like most of what we do has to be about shaping and creating a culture in a classroom that supports writing and reading and supports different skill levels in writing and reading through the community itself. It's not just the individual learner. That's almost not the variable of interest. You want the community to be what you're trying to grow more than the individual skills. It's the knowledge of the group you want. You want kids to be able to switch ideas and throw strategies back and forth at each other. And to do that, you don't just focus on one child, but you want to be able to create an environment where a more skilled child helps a less skilled child because they all have a shared goal of improving the community of readers and writers that you as a teacher create. That's community as the curriculum. And that means focusing on participatory learning environments. What we've been really talking about is really diving into understanding how you shape learning and the spaces where learning occurs to have this kind of growth. And that's where we look to a lot of out-of-school learning spaces, because we need to create feedback loops between the teacher and the students of each other, regardless of the skill level. It's not about specific objectives, but individual goals and subjectives of every single student. And that's community.